Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Bless your heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the wonderful opportunities that are afforded to us with this radio station and this platform. We thank you for the energy of everyone listening, that they are blessed, that they are open, that they are hopeful, and they know that the opportunities exist for great expansion and growth worldwide. We thank you for the energy of those listening, that they are major contributors to everything we do, not only for financial reasons, but also in terms of input and testimonies and help for everyone else listening. So it will be a wonderful blessing for them as well. We thank you for the message of alchemy and the new books that are coming up and the authors who want to visit the station. I am very, very happy. I thank you for all good things, for everything that all these light workers do to improve the quality of life on Earth. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So today we're moving into the good morning. Good morning. I'm sorry about that. We have an autoplay show that's trying to play this morning, and I'm hoping that I can override it because it's not in my queue and I have no way of really controlling it. But good morning and welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. How are you this morning, Dr. Reggie?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Wow, you know, yesterday we had an auto replay because we were just wiped out from the energy with Bill Bowers on Wednesday night. And today we thought, let's do Oracle Friday. So we're going to have Oracle Friday today. And
with the angels.
With the angels. I know. I love the angel cards. So I hope a lot of people will join us today so that we can read the cards. And if not, then we'll just have a small group because it is the holiday weekend. I guess some people took off early or taking a few days off of the 4th of July celebration. Anyway, Dr. Reggie, you want to go ahead and take us into a morning prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, as we open ourselves up for the holiday, celebrating our independence as a country, letting us all know that freedom is something within, not something that we had to die for. Sometimes we did, but freedom is in our hearts. Being free is in our minds. And some people are still not free. Let them be blessed with freedom. And also for Oracle today, give us the power of the angels and the gift of the angels and the wisdom of the angels and the swiftness and the love of the angels wrapping around each one of us, enveloping us in love and peace and power and poise and security in that freedom. We thank you for all levels of energy and all levels of freedom. And we welcome each person on Circles of Prosperity to gain insight, not from just the angelic view, but from their own inner wisdom that you instill in them. Let us have the power to display this energy and for wisdom and upheaval and understanding of love and power and poise. We are the children of the Most High. We thank you for it. Let us know that we are on the highway of eternity, and this time is a very special time to be living right now. There's going to be some surprises by the end of the year, and I know it, both geologically, astrologically, financially, and on a physical level. We are now evolving in a huge way. And I thank you, Father, for this, giving us the power and wisdom to understand. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Wow. Okay. So let's see who's here. Good morning, 2893. You're on the air. Hello, you have a question for the Oracle?
Good morning. Yes, I would like a general read, please.
A general read, okay. I'm shuffling the Oracle cards just for you. And I have the Angel of Forgiveness. I choose to forgive all those who have hurt me in the past. Kind of clear, huh? Oh, hold on, Reggie. Let me turn your mic on.
Why'd you cut it off?
Because
it also means that if there's anything in her life that's a block, especially if there's a financial block or a block in relationships or true love, or blocking things that material possessions are supposed to show up. They want to bless you, but there's one little thing you've done in not forgiving someone else, including yourself, you especially, your person too. And then when you do, it opens up the gates of heaven. It opens them up to let your life be better. So if there's a parent or a loved one or someone you have not forgiven, just think about it and forgive them in your mind and watch everything turn out better for you in your life. That's the message in this card.
Are you there? Hello? I think we lost her.
Okay, good.
Well, that's not good.
maybe she didn't want to hear it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, anyway.
Some people want a general read. We're not doing readings, general readings.
Mm.
We're getting the Oracle cards.
Wow. Well, let's. What are we?
In other words, it's all good. No matter what happens, it's all good.
It is. It's all good.
If she doesn't learn it here, she'll learn it somewhere else.
Well, forgiveness is a powerful thing, especially when you're trying to manifest something that you really desire in your life. Harboring resentment or anger is a major block to manifesting that which you desire, because it's an energy. Resentment is an energy. It's an emotion. And emotions are the fuel that give our desires momentum when we're trying to attract in our lives. So it's so important. And you know what's also interesting about forgiveness is a lot of times we think we have forgiven someone because we've just said the words, "I forgive." But if we can't have not let go, then it becomes even a major blockage. LaDonna and I were talking about that the other day. Not so much in terms of forgiveness, but how we hold on to, well, it is forgiveness. We hold on to situations and circumstances. We hold on to them and not realizing that they're blocking the good that can come into our lives. So it's important to release and let go in the manifestation process. Good morning, Ronitha.
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry I'm making all that noise. How you doing this morning?
We're fine this morning. You know, we're having Oracle Friday. And
no, I didn't.
Yeah, so you want me to pull a card for you?
Oh, yes. Can you do that?
Yes, I will. I'll pull a card just for you, sweetheart. We're doing the angel oracle cards this morning. So yours is the guardian angel of maturity.
Ooh.
And here's your message. As I take responsibility, I also develop my strength.
Oh, I like that.
That's a powerful. powerful message.
That's
and you know what? I know because, see, I know you, and we've talked back and forth, and I know that you are growing and taking your responsibility in your divinity, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes.
Thank God. But I like that. That was a good one this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got to read it for the plate.
Yes, you do. Dr. Reggie, you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I think it's a very powerful message from the angel, and dealing with our maturity. And I think Ronitha has grown a lot in her spiritual development, and so you're on the right track.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got a long way to go, but thank you.
That's okay. You've done a lot of things. You're living it, and when you live it, you know it.
That's right.
Oh, amen. I receive that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Amen. Okay, so if you have a question for the Oracle this morning, go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad. And also, how many of you participated in the energy infusion and healing circle with Bill Bowers on Wednesday? I wanted to, us to have a chance to hear what you experienced when you were on that call, because it was powerful. Did you guys hear Dr. Reggie invoke Archangel Michael? I was blown away with that. That's my husband, and I heard this voice coming through him. Wow, it was amazing. Just amazing. Good morning, 8479. How are you this morning? I know you're there. Hello. You're not going to say good morning to me? Okay, I guess they're working. Eight nine one six. You want to share what happened with you on the energy call?
Is that me, Cynthia Ronitha?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I don't know. All I can do is say, wow. It was just awesome. The energy, I felt the lift. And I didn't even call in, and he wasn't one of the person that he talked to. I wasn't one of the people that he talked to. It was just being in the midst. It was just like, how can you say, I felt the heaviness on my shoulders. I don't know if it's because I've been hearing and absorbing a lot of stuff, you know, helping other people throughout the week or throughout the month. And I noticed that heaviness. But it was lift that day in the circle of the energy. It was good. I felt good all night long the next day, and I still feel good.
Wow.
Very good.
Well, you know, he says that we're going to have, we will be feeling changes for the next 30 days with that infusion, that we'll feel
good. Awesome.
Yes. So documented. I encourage you guys to go onto the website in the forum and write down what you felt during the call. And as the 30 days pass, if you see changes, to report it. Because he called me yesterday and he says, I really want to keep up with people and know what's going on with them, because I know that this is powerful work. But I won't know the impact of it if they don't share. So we are encouraging you to go into the forum on circlesofprosperity.org and share your experiences, you know. So please do that. Thank you, Ronitha. Okay. 2893, are you back? I guess we totally lost that person. It's quiet this morning, Dr. Reggie.
Holiday season, and it doesn't last very long.
Right. Okay. Did you come back?
Sorry, I'm having technical difficulties here.
I said, oh my gosh, she hung up on us.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you hear your card?
I did not. I apologize.
Okay.
It was forgiveness, and then I didn't hear anything else.
Oh, because I heard it click. What? Well, I lost a card now.
That's okay. Pull another one for her. That'd be good. That'd be fun.
I'll pull another card for you. Because I shuffled them, you know, each time. Oh, the Angel Prince of the North. I celebrate my uniqueness with joy and gratitude.
Wow. That is the most powerful thing we can ever do. Because when we are grateful, exponentially things grow in our lives. Everything straightens out, because I tell people all the time, my little quip, an attitude of gratitude increases your latitude with God. You're living in that premise right now. And the angel's telling you, yes, continue to be lovingly grateful for every good thing, because it's helping you to grow and to expand your awareness, and your life gets better and easier. It's not always easy living in this physical dimension, but for you, once you're grateful for every good thing, it does get better.
Wow.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Is this Kivis?
Yes.
Kivis, you were one of our volunteers on Wednesday night for the energy healing. How are you feeling? You want to
I'm feeling great. That night I experienced like warmth in my body.
Mm-hmm.
That we did the Epsom salt bath that he said to do to kind of cleanse. And I slept like a rock that night. peaceful. With
good.
Everything going on, I have never had such a peaceful rest until that night.
Wow.
That's
great.
That's awesome. You never had a peaceful rest until that night.
Did you put some lavender oil in the water or geranium oil?
I had lavender.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Good for you.
There, you know what was really strange when you were on the call? There was this sound that came through on your phone. Do you remember it? Could you hear it?
I did not hear it. I remember you saying that, though.
And I remember hearing it. I was there. I heard it myself.
Right.
Very strange noise. It sounded like something was traveling interdimensionally at that time.
And really, the visual that came into my mind was that there was just this energy cloud that came over you, and like it was trying to force its way. Because as he started doing that work, it was like it was resisting the shift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and go ahead.
We've been working on this negative energy here in my place.
Uh-huh.
And I bet that was the problem. I did do the Epsom salt and alcohol. I did do that, uh-huh. And it failed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm really, like, optimistic. I can't wait to pass the bill again to see if the percentage increased.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Wow. That's really amazing.
It is, because Kibbes is doing the work, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, part of any healing is belief.
Yes.
Even when we go to our doctors and they cut on us and everything, part of the healing is the belief. So I'm really glad that you're following his instructions so closely. And thank you so much for being open and willing to share your story with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much for all you've done for me. I'm forever grateful.
Oh, you're an angel.
Oh, we love you, girl. We love you very much.
Well,
soon. You did keep a commitment. You said, I will be participating more this year. We don't see you often, but you're definitely on Circles of Prosperity almost every day. And so, and I love getting your emails. But, Kivis, have you joined as a member on Circles of Prosperity?
I believe I did, yes.
Okay, so go in the forum and share your story in the forum. And if you can't figure it out, give me a call or send me an email, and I'll send you a short video on how to get in there and do that, because we really need you to share. Because you have the longest history here, you and Cody and Brandon.
Anthony,
Judy. We want to follow you guys and see what's going on. So would you do that for me when you get a chance?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
All right. You too. If you have a question for the Oracle this morning, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. Even if you just have something you want to talk about, or you have a question on some of the teachings we've gone through, press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is Oracle Friday. We just want to share and spend some time with you guys. We weren't here yesterday. We did a replay yesterday, so if you had any experiences during the call, if you participated on the Wednesday night healing circle, share that with the audience. We just would love to hear from you this morning. So, okay, hold on 1 second. Dr. Reggie has a question.
It's not really a question. I'd like you to pull a card for me. I've never had one done. So if you could pull one for me, I'd really appreciate it.
All right, hold on 1 second, Dr. Reggie. I'll pull one for you. The Guardian Angel of Spiritual Growth.
Okay.
The way I become spiritual is simply to become myself.
Well, duh, I get it.
You do?
I do, because you know what?
What?
When you are not trying to force a religion or belief on a person, just accepting their life where it is. Spirituality, you are already spiritual when you're born. You're born with a soul, and you inhabit a body when you come to the birth canal of the mother. But you're spiritual already. Religion is created by men. So it's not about religion. It's about being spiritual, not religious. So I get it.
Great. Oh, my God. Okay. Good morning. You have a question for the Oracle this morning?
Hello?
Hello. Who is this?
I'm good. Hi, my name is Gigi. Good morning.
Good morning, Gigi. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've never called you, so I just called in a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right. Well, today is Oracle Friday. We don't do this very often, but we do it maybe once or twice a month. Sometimes we have a guest intuitive on Oracle Fridays. Today we're using the angel cards. Our co-host, Dr. Reggie, is an intuitive, an extremely powerful intuitive. But normally, Monday through Friday, we teach the principles of prosperity. Are you familiar with the law of attraction?
A little bit.
Okay, so we teach those spiritual principles. We go beyond the law of attraction, so you can go back and listen to our archives. Okay? Would you like for me to pull a card for you this morning?
Yes,
okay.
And I do have a question if I can ask one, too. I don't know if that's...
Okay, what's your question? Go ahead, ask your question.
It's going to be relationships. Let's see, I just recently started dating someone by the name of John, and I feel a good connection. And I just wanted to know how you saw things panning out, if he was genuine and seems really nice. And I was just wondering what you felt or, I guess, saw.
Okay, so pull a card for her.
Okay, well, let's pull your card. It says, the guardian angel of children. I honor the precious child within me. I nourish and cherish all new beginnings. Ooh.
Now, this is a new relationship, so this makes sense for this angel to show a new beginning with John. And John's name, I pick up a very powerful vibration with him. His past, he has to learn to forget about his past because his last relationship did not turn out very well.
oh my God, you can say that again. He was engaged for 6 years and she cheated, and I felt like
Yes, she did. It was just a vow. It's a horrible thing. And so we don't want him to have that horrible taste in his mouth with what happened in the past to try to bring thinking that you'd do that. You wouldn't do that either. You both are very honest and loving people. So there's a thing. And also there's a thing with I don't know who's missing in his life. I'm feeling it may be the father, but I'm feeling a disconnection between a family member. Maybe as
a kid,
his father. He's his father.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
He
so I'm feeling
that. Wow.
And now he's learning to adjust with women in this relationship.
Wow.
You play a very powerful role in his life right now. So it's very strong that you're going to be the one to support him and let him know that we all make mistakes. We all do crazy things, but now we're together. And the universe brought us together for a reason. There's a very strong energy cord connecting you and John together. Not only this time, but from a past life. That sounds crazy, but it's true. And there's a cycle of learning.
Gotcha. Because I'm nervous
yeah.
because I feel like he's going to, we met on a dating site, which I usually don't do. But he's still,
mm-hmm.
even though he likes me and he thinks I'm wonderful and all that. And I'm like, well, obviously I'm not enough. I was going to go on there one day and cut mine off, and I noticed he was still on there. So
No. It's a good thing. You're learning from him. You're learning a lesson from John, and John is learning a very powerful lesson from you. You're staying focused. You're staying in the energy field of love and forgiveness and the newness of this wonderful relationship. See it as someone
yeah.
who's a very perfect, honoring the child within. Cynthia pulled the card about honoring the child. How are children? They're excited about things like puppy love. Oh, I got a boyfriend. I'm so excited. Keep that energy of love and fun in this relationship, not to bring up negative things.
Okay, because I feel like I was wondering if it's still going to progress, because like I said, he's still on that site, and I was like, well, maybe he doesn't really like me as much as he says. Or he just
oh, no, that's not true.
At all.
He wants to make sure that you're the one, you know. So keep him so busy, he won't think about that site. Keep him very busy.
Do you see that? Do you see us eventually... getting more serious? It's been about a month almost now.
I do. I do see that. I see, but I want you to see it, too. Only see you
I
and John
do.
Together. In fact,
do
me a favor. Take a pink candle and put John's name under the candle and put the candle on top of that piece of paper and burn it. And that pink candle emits an energy of love. And think about the angel of love called Chamuel, Chamuel. It brings a very powerful energy to the candle of illumination. And John, he wouldn't even know what hit him. Oh, my God, I'm so in love with you. And blah, it'd be nothing stopping you.
And he feels this too, right? Yeah, because I know I just want to make sure it's not one-sided.
No, it's not one-sided. And you're not forcing his will. You are allowing him to love you. That's what you need to do. Take down any gates on your heart or doubt and allow John to love you because he wants to. He needs it after that last relationship. And needs to be reassured that you're not going to cheat on him or have thoughts about him cheating on you.
I have a question that I
yes.
just want to explore. Can you imagine yourself being engaged to someone that, you know, to a man, and for 6 years, and he betrayed you that way?
Yes.
How would you feel?
I would be sad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll be heartbroken. Trust.
Had issues with trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the first thing that we tend to do when something like that happens besides feeling sad? Can you imagine that part?
Yeah.
What would it be?
I guess putting those walls up.
Mm-hmm. And also we start questioning, what's wrong with me? Why would you want to go outside of our relationship? I'm not good enough. I'm trying to get you to reverse the role so that you can see some of the things that he may be going through. So here you are thinking, is it not? Am I not enough? Like, why are you still on this site? You're questioning you. But is it possible that he could be questioning himself?
Wow.
Did you ever think about that?
I didn't. Thank you. Thank you so much. I never thought about that. And yeah, and yesterday we kind of got a little tiff, I guess you can say, because I wanted to see him, and he was like, he was in a mood, and he was like, you know, just irritated, because I felt bad, because I was with my friends, and I've been neglecting my friends lately, and I felt like he's still on this website, so I'm like, I told him I can't put all my eggs in his basket if he's not ready, so I was spending time with my friends, and I don't know.
You know, we're a little hard on men because there is a vibration, or you know, where we have men are not allowed to have feelings. You know, there's this whole fallacy that they can't have feelings, they can't be hurt, they can't be, you know, they have to be strong, they can't cry. But he is human. He may have a different way of expressing it, and we may have different expectations from men, but they are human, and they have the full spectrum of human experience, just as you do as a woman. And so you need to soften your heart just a little bit and be a little bit more compassionate and understanding what he's going through.
Okay, so I shouldn't take offense that he's still on that website, you know?
He may still be looking. You know, I'm not going to say that he's not. Dr. Reggie says, no, he's fine. You guys have obviously made a connection. I think what will make that connection stronger is your compassion and understanding for what he's been through.
Okay.
So, you know, and what's important is, see, let's bring, I like to bring, Dr. Reggie, you know this, I like to bring these situations back to the things that we teach. All of the time that you're spending worrying about your value, number one, and number two, what he's doing is giving energy to that which you are afraid of. And therefore, you're going to manifest that which you are afraid of. Rather
mm-hmm.
than you going back and saying, oh, I see this being a wonderful, loving relationship. I see him, he is healed emotionally. We're going out, you imagining yourselves going out on a date together and doing the fun things together, and that you keep, but that you're building that up. You're spending all of, you see, your thoughts and are your creative energy. That's your creative energy. So now you're creating the reality that you want to experience. That's why Dr. Reggie says, well, what do you see? Because Dr. Reggie sees the full spectrum of the possibilities for you, because they're all available there for you. But it's ultimately up to you to create it, to draw it in. And you draw that in and magnetize it to you. You know what a magnet does? It pulls it in. You're doing that through your thoughts and through your emotions. So are you afraid that you're going to lose this person? Then guess what? You will.
Because it's a prayer.
You're right, because I just think what it is that, like, I feel like I've done a lot to show him and make him feel secure, like driving wherever he is to see him and canceling times with my friend or meeting him and getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep because our schedules are just so different. And I told him this yesterday when we got into our little test, and I was like, there's no reason to doubt me that I'm interested in you and that I like you. And we just kind of got into, you know, and I gave him all these examples of how I'm putting my, you know what I mean, going out, you know, making feel secure. And I told him, like, he's done very little to make me feel secure, and he has, you know, in this relationship. And I explained to him that I've been hurt.
But you know what he's going through in his mind? John is going through the fact that a woman hurt me. Now, let me see if there's some woman I'm going to hurt back. I'm going to retaliate. Let him know that's not the way. You tell him, I know you feel hurt. But getting back at someone who's totally innocent, is not the way to do this. Learn to love yourself and don't harm anyone. That's the first rule of the law of nature. Harm no one.
Learn to love yourself and do not harm anyone. I love that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's what I want him to do. Don't harm no one. Not emotionally, not mentally, not physically. And learn to love himself. Because if he's thinking about loving himself, he can't harm anyone because he's wrapped up in love. And love never injures. Let him know that.
Do you think I'll hear from him, or should I? Or,
yes, you will.
Today or something? I don't know, because I guess we're supposed to be yesterday.
I think so. You'll hear from him.
But
you guys, no matter what he's gone through in the past, see him, see him, see him. That's your prayer. You're accenting something very powerful. See him loving you, holding you, looking into his eyes, getting lost in his eyes deeply. And you guys telling each other without saying it that you love each other. And all of a sudden it comes out. So let it be and release it. And he'll be for you. Just release and let go. Okay?
We're okay. Yeah, thank you. You guys give great advice, not only like the psychic, but like the counseling, and then the spiritual all grouped into one.
Oh, yes. Oh, very good. That's what we want to do.
Yes.
Advise and counsel.
That's what I got. You know, I got a picture, and I got what I need to do in my role. And then I got the spiritual part of it, and I really
that's
appreciate
right.
that. Because
you're reinforcing a spiritual treatment. You're reinforcing it in love, and that's what you'll get. Okay?
Thank you. And this is probably one more thing. I'm probably silly. Is this like the person I'll marry? Does he see that being that long-term?
Well, that's not my choice. That's really yours, because if you feel good with him and you're building a relationship and it takes time to build one, then you look at all the qualities that John has and all the things that you want in a man that is very attractive to you. If it feels good and you feel compelled to marry him, why not? But he has to feel the same way. You're learning each other. Everything John likes, what he doesn't like, what makes him sick, what makes him happy, all these things you're learning, and it's not overnight. It takes time to learn that. A person's behavioral differences, yeah. And you're learning it.
So,
let
me ask you, I have
closed our website. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What did you say?
I was saying again, for part of I personally, I felt like I don't need anybody else right now, so I was going to close the dating website. But would that make me look silly if he's still on there opening it? I think maybe that's part of his insecurity. Well, you're still on there.
Well, yeah, it's part of your insecurity, too, because when you're looking at him doing that, you say, well, why is he still there? You know, you have to confront him and say, you know what, I thought I was enough. You want somebody, should I look for someone else too? It makes him think. Sometimes people don't think. They don't think at all.
So I couldn't close mine yet.
It's only been a month.
Right.
Don't try to speak through this relationship.
And if you get married, oh my God, you think this is crazy.
No, it's only been a month. So, you know, give both of you time to develop this relationship. And listen, we will have a wonderful book study that's starting on July the 9th called Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Your Authentic Power. And what's happening on our planet right now is that the planet is evolving and relationships have changed. And this is really exploring the new dynamics of relationships and how we should look at relationships and what we should be looking for in relationships based on the new vibration that's on the planet. So I hope you can join us on that book study. It's called Spiritual Partnership. You can go out and get the book now, or you can go onto our website at circlesofprosperity.org and go to the morning devotion page, and you can purchase the book and be a part of our book study, because this is a perfect time for you to do it. You're in a new relationship, and obviously you're looking for the perfect relationship, and now you'll know what you should be looking for and how you should feel in a relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you very much. Blessings. Thank you.
God bless. Good morning. How are you? 6945. How are you this morning?
Oh, hi, Cynthia. Hi, Dr. Reggie.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
You want me to pull an oracle card for you this morning?
I do. And I agree with the previous caller that you guys are really doing a great job.
I love listening to you. Thank you so much. Are you following us on Blog Talk? Did you follow us?
Yeah, I found you maybe three weeks ago, and then loved what you were going, the teachings you were doing, and went back and listened to some of the archives. So.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Your interest throughout my day.
Wow. Well, we're committed to being here on first thing in the morning. Dr. Reggie and I actually started doing morning devotion when he was became ill, and I would read to him, and it builds our strength to get through the challenges that we were having, and that's how it all started. So we continue that tradition with you guys.
And I love that you're actually doing the books, the kind of books that I love to read. And sometimes I feel like I'm just reading the books by myself, and it's so nice to have somebody kind of expand on all the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's a powerful work out there.
Yeah.
Okay, Erica, I pulled the Archangel Raphael for you.
Ooh.
Yep.
And the message is, I am strengthened and healed by the power of divine love.
Wow.
I love that.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is.
Wow. Because love does heal. That's the thing that's important. Loving ourselves, loving others, it's a healing force. It's a healing energy. In fact, the name Raphael means God healed. So it's already done.
And the card is so beautiful. It has Archangel Raphael standing here, and he has a staff and with the snake, with the Caduceus, is that what it's called?
Caduceus.
Around. And
for healing.
Healing. And then there's a fish that's jumping out of the water. Dr. Reggie's so good at interpreting these. And he's holding a sack, which to me looks like money.
Oh.
Raphael is very powerful. And the fish represents the energy of eternity, undying, the water element, and emotions, and learning to harbor our emotions. The sack he's holding is not a part of a medical part of his body. It's part of an energy of holding the energy, learning to control your emotions. Like the fish do, they run around placidly in the water, not worrying about stuff, and that's what they do. We're learning that we have love and to be patient, because love is kind and very patient. And when you do that, the energy comes into with everything about love. It's a wonderful blessing for you and people who are around you. You'll walk in a room and somebody says, oh, my God, I like her. I don't know why. She's a sweet person. They don't even know you, but they feel the energy of love surrounding every part of your body because you're walking in it and you're living it. It makes you a very powerful person energetically.
Yeah, and that's all the stuff that I'm working on. That's wonderful.
See?
Wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much for calling in, Erica. And I hope you'll be able to join us on, that you'll be joining us on Spiritual Partnership. That's going to be an awesome book.
Yes, I already got the book, and I have started reading it, and I cannot wait to have somebody else explain it to me because I feel like it's a little over my head.
Well, we're going to get into it. It's going to be great.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have time to pull one more card. Is there anybody that wants to press one on their telephone keypad? They need to do it now. Otherwise, I'm going to have Dr. Reggie take us into our closing prayer. Okay. Finally, you want to say hello to me. 8479.
Hi, Cynthia. It's Carolyn.
Hey, Carol. You just ignored me all that time today.
Say that again.
You were ignoring me all the time.
No, I was a little busy.
Okay. You want me to pull a card for you, Carolyn?
Please.
Okay. I have pulled the Angel of Knowing.
Wow.
My sense of inner knowing leads me to the light.
Wow.
Wow. Because once you know it in your heart, everything that comes in your path, no matter how crazy it is, no matter how nonsensical it is in your path, it's not something to attack you. It's something for you to learn from and to deal with on a spiritual level, a very powerful way to deal with it. That includes parents, children, employers, clients, whatever. When it gets crazy, you know what? There's a lesson to learn in this thing. What's going on with me? What am I learning from this person? That's what it's about.
Mm.
And then it expands your horizons. And you say, wow, I know how to deal with this. I've done this before. And I can deal with this on a spiritual level. Now watch me do this treatment, and that energy will go away. And it's true.
Wow.
Okay.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yes.
Okay.
All righty.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer? Thank you, Carolyn, for that allowing us to give you that oracle card.
Thank you, Father and Mother God and Goddess. We thank you for the energy of love and the oracle. You are the divine oracle of all that is. Once we tap into your energy, it is all known. It is all powerful. It is all wise. We hope all these messages coming from you are imparted to each person, and they live in the energy of being and upliftment and empowerment. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We'll see you guys on, well, we'll talk to you guys on Monday. We'll be here at 7 o'clock. God bless.